Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Every once in a while, there's a text on our text line at 1-800-330-9999, and it stops me in my tracks. We had one this past Friday. It was from a listener named Michael, and when I saw it, I immediately texted him back and said, can we call you on Monday?
Michael, how are you?
Great, thank you. Welcome back, Raven.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you, Mike.
Michael, when I saw your text message the other day, I just laughed out loud at it. So can you say what you texted us, our text line?
All right, so Friday morning about 7:30, I was claiming one of my free prizes from the McDonald's Monopoly game as a breakfast sandwich. So I go through the drive-thru, I order my sandwich, like a steak, biscuit, no cheese or whatever. I pull up, and I'm at the window. I'm the only person at the window. And the guy's like, you ordered the steak biscuit, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, here you go. So he hands me the bag, and he goes, good luck, bro. And I'm just like, looked at him like, what the hell does that mean? Like, who says that when they're giving you your food? Good luck.
Right.
And so, I told you, I played this little game in my head. It's called What Would Anna and Raven Do? So I was like, well, I think I'm going to go with Raven, and I think Raven would probably eat it. Mm. But then I was like, for good measure, Anna would say her prayer, so I prayed before I ate it. So yeah. I'm here to talk to you today, so I guess it worked out. But I was just weird. Like, who says good luck is handing you food? I don't get that.
It's so funny. I saw that, and I immediately started debating in my head, what would I do? You are right. I would pray first. So, I've become quite a prayer lately.
I mean, there's a couple things I would have to take stock of right away. Is there another game piece in it, another ticket with this sandwich, or no, it's just the sandwich?
It's just the sandwich. The game is long over.
Yeah.
So that's what really scared me. It's like,
yeah.
You know, and then to top it all off, they got the order wrong anyway because I asked for no cheese and it had doubled the cheese on it, but whatever.
So here's the thing, though. So you can't see if somebody put something on it when it's got double the cheese, right? You asked for no cheese. I would have opened it up, taken a look, because then I'm thinking somebody spit on this.
But why would he say good luck? That's the whole thing. He's right. Michael is right. If somebody hands you food and says good luck.
Yeah.
What? Like, what do you mean? Good luck doing what? Chewing? It doesn't make sense to me.
Could have been one of them trigger things, like when somebody goes, have a great day, or have a night. You know what I mean? Like, you know how when you go back and you're like, you too, bro, but it doesn't make any sense whatsoever?
Yeah.
Where they're like, I love you, and you're like, you know, like, there's always a time where it doesn't make sense, and I mean, you know, you feel so awkward after.
I wasn't wishing him luck on anything, though. That's
no,
what
it's true.
And also, yeah. How many people is Raven saying he loves you to, like, randomly?
I mean, if you say you love me to me, you'll get some love back.
Okay, so let's think about it. Michael, you assumed that Raven would eat it. You assumed that I would not eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Raven, would you have eaten the sandwich after somebody handed it to you at a drive-thru and said good luck?
The man said steak. So yes. Yes, I would have ate it. Okay. Oh. I mean, he said put the word steak in it. STEAK.
No, I understand.
I'm going to eat it.
Right.
Yeah. Even if it's, you know, McDonald's and I don't believe it's a steak, I'm still going to eat it anyways to try it out.
All right. You assumed that I would not eat it. And Michael, this is where you're wrong. If it was for one of my children, I wouldn't have given it to them. I would have gotten in and gotten another one. But I'm a fatty at heart, and I would eat whatever you give me, and I would roll those dice all the time. But you are correct that I would have prayed first, and I would have, in my mind, that would have resolved me from any problems that we're going to have.
I'm just going to give you a double down on this, Michael. McDonald's,
yes.
Especially. If Anna's going to roll those dice, that's where it's going to happen.
I can't believe you didn't order a hash brown. That would go along with
like,
it.
Like, wait a minute. You just got the sandwich and drove away. And who doesn't get the cheese?
Yeah, well, I mean, I get it.
I wasn't even in the mood to eat. It's just like the frugal person in me was like, look,
yep.
This is free food. Claim it before you can't claim it. So I usually never go for breakfast. I was just like, you know what? Let me just try the steak biscuit for the first time.
And you, sir, have never been more Raven than you were right at that moment.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.